बुद्धेर्जागरणं स्वप्नः सुषुप्तिरिति वृत्तयः ता जनैवानुभूयन्ति स्वाध्यक्ष पुरुष अपराः। ट्रांसलेशन इंटेलिजेंस कैन बी परसीव्ड इन थ्री स्टेट्स ऑफ एक्टिविटी वेकफुलनेस ड्रीमिंग एंड डीप स्लीप। द पर्सन हु परसीव्स दिस थ्री इज टू बी कंसिडर्ड द ओरिजिनल मास्टर द रूलर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। Without intelligence, one cannot understand the direct activities of the senses, nor can he understand dreaming or the cessation of all gross and subtle activities. The seer and controller is the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme soul, by whose direction the individual soul can understand when he is awake, when he is sleeping, and when he is completely in trance. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Sarvasyatam Urvisannivistu Matta Smriti Jnanam Apahanam Cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The living entities are completely absorbed in the three states of wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep through their intelligence. This intelligence is supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who accompanies the individual soul as a friend. Srila Madhvacharya says that the living entity is sometimes described as Saptabuddhi when his intelligence acts directly to perceive pains and pleasures about activities. There is a dreaming state in which understanding comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matta Smriti Jnanam Apahanam Cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul, is the Supreme Controller, and under His direction, the living entities are sub-controllers. One must understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead with one's intelligence. बुद्धिर् जागरणं स्वप्नः सुषुप्तिरिति वृत्तयः ताजेनैवानुभूयन्ति स्वाध्यक्षपुरुषपराः। इंटेलिजेंस कैन बी परसीव्ड इन थ्री स्टेट्स ऑफ एक्टिविटी वेकफुलनेस ड्रीमिंग एंड डीप स्लीप। द पर्सन हु परसीव्स दिस थ्री इज टू बी कंसीडर्ड द ओरिजिनल मास्टर द रूलर the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? There are three states of activity. What are those three states?
Your Buddha said, wakefulness, dreaming, and sleeping.
Deep sleeping.
Deep.
Yes, these are three states: wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep state. These are three states of activity, and then during these three states of activity, the intelligence can be perceived. You understand? This verse says, the person who perceives these three is to be considered original master, the ruler, the supreme personality. In these three states, until the wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep, who perceives these three states, he is the supreme master, the ruler, or supreme personality of Godhead, isn't it? Prahlad Maharaj says, the three states about three states of activity, and who is the real perceiver of these three states of activity? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He sees what is the real activity going on in these three states of activity. And how, that's a fact, that Supreme Personality of Godhead knows everything, Sarvajnana. Nothing is unknown to him. Whatever state one may be, either wakefulness, dreaming or deep sleep, what activity is going on, is doing, the Supreme Personality of Godhead knows it. Because he is always there, without and within, isn't it? Within the living entity, as super soul, a Paramatma. And without, outside also, he is everywhere, isn't it? As Prahlad Maharaj saw in a pillar. And his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, asked him, is there your God in this pillar? With a devotee, he sees the Supreme Personality of God everywhere. Eganta Bhakti Govindi Jatar Sarvatra Tadikshanam. This Lord Maharaj says, one who is an unalloyed devotee of the Lord, he has been endowed with such a vision that he can see the Lord everywhere. You understand? Jahan jahan netra padi tahan Krishna. Wherever he looks, he sees Krishna only, nothing else. It's pure devotee's vision, isn't it? Can you see Krishna everywhere? No, you can't see. Why don't you develop such a vision that you can see only Krishna, nothing else? So we're very eager to develop such a vision, isn't it? Are you eager or not? No, you have no eagerness, I think. Have you eagerness to develop such vision? No, you never think of like this, isn't it? What is given to me, it is a light for me now. You are content, satisfied with it. Yes, then you are a number one rascal. You are a number one rascal. You are satisfied with your present condition. Your present condition is a miserable one. You are suffering. And still you are satisfied with the present condition. Then, how do you say that, yes, yes, it is all right? Why are you not eager to develop such a vision or to endure in such a vision to see Krishna? How nice it will be if someone sees Krishna everywhere, not to see anything else than Krishna. How nice would it be, isn't it?
Probably, I don't know how to develop that.
That different thing. You don't know how to develop, but you should be eager to have some vision. You should have some eagerness, isn't it? But you are not eager. Why Krishna will give
you? Try.
You should develop such eagerness. Then Krishna will grant you such a vision. Or make arrangement how you can have such a vision. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, matta smriti jnana apahanam cha sarvasya chang hrudi sannivishtam matta smriti jnana apahanam cha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am seated in everyone's heart and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. And I say, Bhagavad Gita says, is within and without. Within our heart. overseer, drashta, isn't it? Super soul. You know, what we are thinking, what we are doing, he sees. Huh? Isn't it? If you are eager to know Krishna and to see Krishna everywhere, very eager if you are, then Krishna knows it, yes. Nrihari is very eager to see me everywhere, to know me, to remember me always, not to forget me at any moment. Then you grant that state. You understand? If you are not eager, that means you don't want to see him, or don't want to understand him, know him, or to remember him. You know, this Nrihari is a number one rascal. He doesn't want to see me or know me. He wants to forget me, all like that he wanted. All like that. Forget me. Matasmati jnanam apahanam cha. This forgetfulness is granted now, isn't it? So it depends on you. It depends on the living entity. What he desires, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna grants that. What you have desired, you have been given. No? As you are very eager to come to India to see your Guru Maharaj, so he must tell him that you should come here. Isn't it? Because everything is done and directed by him, Supreme Personality of God. So he, therefore he sees everything in three states of activity: wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep. So the instruction is there for us that we should develop certain intelligence. That we should see and remember and think of Krishna in all these three states. Okay. Should not forget him in any state. You understand? Suppose you are now wakeful state. You are not dreaming or you are not in deep sleep state. Now you are listening to the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the transcendental pastime that I created. So you may be thinking of him now. But when you are sleeping, dreaming, or in deep sleep state, you are not thinking of Krishna. Are you? Are you? No. Our mind is very, very wicked, dustamana, wicked mind. You understand? Thinking, feeling and desiring are the activities of the mind. The mind will think, mind will desire and mind will feel Krishna. Mind will think of Krishna, mind will desire how to get Krishna. Mind will feel how Krishna is there in here. Only through mind, by the help of this intelligence. Indrabhya paramana manasvata para buddhi. You know this? Bhagavad Gita says, don't you know? Are not you reading Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
Then why don't you know it? Indrabhya paramana manasvata para buddhi. Ja buddhe parata saha. which is superior to the senses. Intelligent. Indrabhya param mana. Mind. You understand? Mind is the chief of the senses. You understand? Then superior to mind is intelligence. Mana sata para buddhi. Isn't it? Superior to mind is intelligence. Then the superior to intelligence is soul. The buddhe parata saha. That is soul, atma. Isn't it? So, this intelligence is superior to mind. So, Bhagavad Gita says this thing. And here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj says, in three steps of activity, intelligence can be perceived. And who perceives? He is the ruler, the Supreme Personality of God. You never perceive. Because you are not the Supreme Personality of God. Isn't it? But when you will be a pure devotee, always absorbed in thought of Krishna, not missing a single movement. You understand me? So you will be in that platform always. What platform? The platform in which Krishna is. Isn't it? Sakshat daritrena samastasa preyuktastasa bhavyate eva sadhani. Kintu prabhujya priya eva tasya vande guru sri charanarayana. That we sing in Guru Bhashtaka. He is Sakshat Hari, he is as good as Hari. Oh, Guru, Sri Charanarayana. Isn't it? Who is Sakshat Hari? Who is as good as Hari? Spiritual master. Don't you know it? You know it. Why don't you say it? Yes?
Can you know that question?
You can't understand my question. I am speaking in English. I am not speaking in any other language. Only you I am speaking. And you. Sakshat Hari. Who is Sakshat Hari? Spiritual master. Because spiritual master in that platform in which Hari is. He is as good as Hari. Hari is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is spiritual master, Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is he?
He is
his servant. He is a very dear and intimate servant. He is always with Krishna. Or Krishna is always with him. Therefore we say he is in the same platform. But we are not in the same platform. Are you? Are you on the same platform with Hari? No, you are not, we are not, we are conditioned soul. Isn't it? Degraded soul. Very, very low platform. The spiritual master tries to uplift us to that platform. Perceives the activities of wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep. Because he is super soul to assume the body to come down here. Nyam atma prabhutana labdhana medhaya bhuna srutena dhamma vaisa bhunte tena labdhas tese satma vidhunte tonu swan. What one sort says? Vibhrunti tanuswam, he assumes the body. Who? That Paramatma. That super soul is in the heart. You understand? When individual soul, some individual soul is very eager, very, very eager to know him, to understand him, to get him.
Servant.
He is a servant. He is a very dear and intimate servant. He is always with Krishna. Our Krishna is always with him. Therefore we say he is in the same platform. But we are not in the same platform. Are you? Are you on the same platform with Hari? No, you are not. We are not. We are conditioned soul. Isn't it? Degraded soul. Very, very low platform. Spiritual master tries to uplift us to that platform. Or perceives the activities of wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep. Because his super soul to assume the body to come down here. Nyama atma prabhutani labdhana medhaya bhavna asutena dhamamayi sabhuntetena labdhas tesis atma vipunite konu swan. What one soul says? Vipunite konu swan. He assumes the body. Who? Yeah. Paramatma. That super soul is in the heart. You understand? When individual soul, some individual soul is very eager, very, very eager to know him, to understand him, to get him, how to get him, you understand? Then that super soul will know that Nurhari, such and such individual soul is very eager to know me, to understand me, to get me. How can he? Unless I go and teach him the way. So he assumes a body and comes a spiritual master to teach all these things. How to know, how to understand, how to get super soul of the Supreme Personality body. That is spiritual master, so spiritual master is in the same platform. So he also knows the activities going on in this, that, wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep. This is the summons for them. This is enough for you. Now I'm speaking in Korean. Buddha's is dreaming, sleeping. That is Shuddha Buddhi. By dint of that intelligence, what can be achieved? Perfection of life. What is that?
See Krishna. Realize Krishna.
See Krishna, to get Krishna, to approach Krishna. Mang upadanti te. How one can approach me? You understand? If someone is endowed with pure intelligence, then through that intelligence Krishna gives him the direction how he can approach Krishna. You understand? That is what. But through impure intelligence you cannot do it. You may try your best for your impure intention. And up to what stage can you go to impure intention?
Even the plan.
Even the plan is.
Sometimes different destinations. Maybe hell. Could be hell.
Hell means that very low. Up to only heavenly planets. ఆరుయ కృత్యేణ పరం పదం తత పదంతి అధ అనాదృత విస్మందాంగయ నాదృత అవిశుద్ధ బుద్ధయ జన్య అరవిందాఖ్యే విముక్త మాసిన స్వస్థభావ అవిశుద్ధ బుద్ధయ ఆరుయ కృత్యేణ పరం పదం తత పదంతి అధ అనాదృత విస్మందాంగయ They understand, those are not devotees, they are not endowed with pure intelligence, that is why they are not devotees of pure intelligence, like love. That's the Bhagavad says, they are never in the actual Mukta Manya, so yes, the Bhava, the Vishuddha Buddhaya, are you a Krishna Param Padam Tata Padanti Adha, and not Padam, they are non-devotees in themselves. I didn't have their mystic yoga process, you understand, there are two types of false processes, ascending process and descending process. So, they follow this ascending process to reach Lord, but they are not successful. You understand? Say, so their mystic yoga process, astanga yoga process, arya kutsena parampadam tataha, they go up to that Brahman effulgence. You understand? Impersonal Brahman effulgence. Up to that point, not more than that, not beyond that. From that point, they fall down. You understand? This is non-devotee on me. Because anādhūta vismanāṁhaya, they are not taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. They have disregarded the lotus feet of Krishna. They are avisuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is impure. And this is the activity of Krishna. Persons who are impure intelligence. Krishna never gives them intelligence. Why is it? Those are pure devotees, they are given this pure intelligence that comes through, comes from the Lord Krishna. Thereby they can understand how to approach this lotus feet of Krishna. And they go back in. If you are very, very eager to have that intelligence, how I can approach the Supreme Person, then Krishna will grant that intelligence. Otherwise, why? Why? Matas